wish my child could go to a better school to make better friends.
Well then, you've come to the right place. NPL is a school for you.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do you appreciate? Not key, not beer, NPL brightens your day. Go, go!
Hi guys, welcome to NPL Rocking Radio Station. So today, I'm Ruby, and here with me today I've got...
Jack.
And today we're going to be interviewing Andrew, who looks after two. What do you like to do in your job, like, specifically?
I absolutely love my job, because my job is talking to schools about using Chew and how schools benefit from using Chew and helping to tell other schools that aren't using Chew at the moment all about it and getting their children to be able to enjoy it.
How many years have you been doing Toot?
I've been working on Toot for 2 years now.
That's a very long time. When you do your job, do you like always get? Do you always have to go to schools, or do you work in like a special place?
Yes, I work in the Toot head offices in Wrexham, in North Wales, and I work there. And my role isn't just going to see schools; it's going to see visit schools is probably my favourite part of my job. But I also have to do a real job as well at the office, and I'm responsible for all the Toot website, all the Toot campaigns telling schools all about Toot, and I look after all the case studies that we do. This is what we're working on today, is a case study all about how you guys are working with children like yourselves to enjoy using Toot and to help improve your learning.
What made you want to do Toot?
I really wanted to do Toot because I really like how Toot helps so many children. And in fact, Toot helps children all over the United Kingdom. But what's also happening next year is Toot's going to start helping children in India too. So children in India are going to be able to learn on Toot. And I absolutely love being able to teach children all about Toot and schools all about how good Toot is and how they can benefit from it.
So, what's your favourite school that you've worked in so far?
Ooh, my favourite school so far is the Queen's School in Chester.
So, basically, you're a UK traveller?
I travel all over, but one of the favourite primary schools that I've ever been to is where I've been today, because it's been absolutely brilliant. I've really enjoyed it. The children have been absolutely fantastic, really confident children. An amazing school that's doing so many good things and really meeting really confident young people and really, really enjoyed it.
Have you ever done the Toot lessons yourself?
I have. That's a good question. I have done a Toot lesson myself and I really enjoyed it. I actually did a physics lesson and found it really interesting. I did A-level physics, but that was 25 years ago. So now to go and do another physics lesson now, I found it really good fun. I really enjoyed it.
Who's the two people that you've worked with, like the teachers that are actually doing the actual Toot?
I don't know their surnames, but I know one of my favourite teachers is Rob. And Rob is a physics teacher, and he's really, really good fun. And he's fantastic with the children because he makes physics, which can be sometimes science, might be a little bit boring. Some children think science can be boring, and he makes it really exciting and really fun, learning all about space and about gravity and all those sort of things. So he's one of my favourites. And he was the one that lesson I went in on.
If you could rate out of 10, what would you rate out of 10 how it helps children?
Well, I don't think there's any question. I would definitely rate it 10 out of 10, for sure. And the reason isn't just because I think that, but that's because of all the children that I listen to and I hear, just like I have today, telling me what they think of Toot and that they really enjoy it and that they benefit from, as well as the fantastic teachers at their own school. Children generally love using Toot, and they really, really enjoy the Toot lessons as well as the lessons with their normal teacher.
So, how many children in schools have you worked with so far?
How many children have I worked with? I work with dozens of children all over the country. I've lost count, but I really, really enjoy it.
How many schools?
How many schools have we worked with so far? I've personally worked with something like 12 schools that I've done case studies with so far.
That's pretty
But lots of different types of schools. This is one of the only primary schools that I've been to. A lot of the schools that use Chute are senior schools as well. And I visit them quite a lot. So I really enjoy today because I'm meeting and seeing how Chute's working and really helping a primary school as well as a senior school.
Well, thanks for your answers. That's it today. Hope you have a good day and goodbye. Stay close to me. Tonight this could be the greatest night of our lives. Let's make a